Good day, this is Paige Estrotori bringing you the Daily Financial Services News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online on this Tuesday, June 17th, 2025. Let's dive into today's top headlines from the Australian financial sector. First off, we turn our attention to a dispute centered on a camper tent. The verdict by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA in short, offers key learnings for policyholders. A customer of Open Insurance who canceled his motor insurance amid a dispute over his new rooftop tent was recently denied a refund. The authority held that even though the policy disclosure statement could have been better articulated, the tent was a significant modification that affected the policy. This verdict underscores the importance of policyholders understanding the ins and outs of their coverage and staying in loop with their insurers. Moving on, we have exciting news from Ascenda, the respected Australian life insurer. At the recently held prestigious ALUCA Life Insurance Excellence Awards, they didn't bring home just one, but four awards, a testament to their dedication to customer-focused service and industry innovation. Among the awards, Ascenda bagged prestigious ones like the Leadership Award and Claims Team Award, thanks to their evolutionary management and rapid claim process. Congratulations to Ascenda on these deserved recognitions. In property news, the Sydney market is signaling a rebound with a highly positive auction performance. A sudden leap in the preliminary clearance rate to over 70% heralds renewed buyer interest. Moreover, a predicted cut to interest rates could stimulate the market in the near future. However, a recent increase in Sydney's property listings may counteract these incentives and limit price increases. Lastly, Australians can anticipate a considerable superannuation boost, with the superannuation guarantee contributions set to rise to 12% from 11.5% starting from July 1st. This increase could give a boost to their retirement nest egg. However, salaried employees should be mindful, as it might lead to some pay reductions. Also, there's a need for those who sacrifice their salary to keep an eye on the limit cap, which stands at $30,000. The key message here is to make well-thought-out decisions considering these variables to fully benefit from the potential of compounding. That's all for today's edition of Daily Financial Services News Wrap by Financial Services Online. For more insights and news updates, visit us at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori signing off, reminding you to stay informed and make wise financial decisions.